From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers rose 0.6% in August on a seasonally adjusted basis after increasing 0.2% in July. Over the last 2 months, the All Items Index increased 3.7% before seasonal adjustment. The index for gasoline was the largest contributor to the monthly All Items increase, accounting for over half of the increases. The Food Index increased 0.2% in August, as it did in July. A new survey from Morning Consult found continued strong voter support for policies promoting the use of lower-cost, lower-carbon American-made ethanol. Registered voters also indicated robust support for specific legislation allowing the year-round sale of E15 and policy promoting the production of more flex-fuel vehicles capable of using the lower-cost E85 fuel blend. 62% of those surveyed had a favorable opinion of ethanol, while only 17% had an unfavorable opinion. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows Americans don't have high ratings for their diets. In the period covering January 2017 to March 2020, just under 3 in 10 adults, or 29%, reported the healthfulness of their diets was very good or excellent. 41% of adults surveyed in 1989 to 91 rated the healthfulness of their diets was very good or excellent.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.